Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello everyone and welcome to the last Flax and Shanks podcast of the season. Is this the last one? It probably is.
Do you say flax then? Or flats?
I said flax, yeah, flaxseed. It's because I'm on a health kick. I'm not. Is this the last one?
Flaximatus, Decimus, Marilius. Yes, it is the last one of the season. Unless you want to do some for the autumn internationals. August.
I don't know, do I?
No, we don't.
You doing those games? You heard anything about those games?
Yep, I'm in. Well, you?
I want to go on holiday anyway, so it's fine.
You're not in?
Well, not yet.
Nor am I. I've not heard anything.
Keep checking my phone, though, do you?
Only every day, mate.
Can't junk do mail. Them all, fella.
Junk
can't
mail
can't
the lot.
Can't do them all, fella. Can't do them all, fella. No, I don't know.
Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, why?
Oh, it just seems like a bit of delay when you... when you reply to what I'm saying.
No, I haven't. I haven't drunk any water yet today, so I'm probably a bit slower than I should be.
It's like a lag. You're lagging.
I'm not good at drinking water, are you?
I am, but I don't do it often enough. And then when I do, I just bolt it left-handed.
So you're not? No, so you're not good at it then?
No, but I don't drink water very often, but when I do, God.
You really go for it.
I'm like an elephant.
Yeah. I'm like that with Aperol Spritz. I actually don't like Aperol Spritz. I'm not part of that movement.
Nor do I. I tried it up the top of Cable Mountain. Table Mountain.
I kept saying Cable Mountain. It's a cable car.
Mm.
I don't like it.
I saw people with these big pint glasses full of it. And I went up to the lady behind the bar. And said, "Can I try that, please?" And she said, "Yeah." Took a little sip and turned my lips inside out. So I went for a more manly drink and got a bottle of rosé.
Quite right. It's very saccharine. Very saccharine or saccharine, however you say it. It's just like intense chemical sugar.
Yeah. Didn't like it.
Nope.
I mean, I'd drink it if I had to. But
oh, yeah. Well,
I'd drink anything.
I know what you're like. But it's like, it's almost like, I think, I wonder what percentage of people that drink it all the time in the sun actually like it. I think loads of them are lying.
Yeah, like oysters, like you.
I love oysters.
That's exactly what the Aperol Spritz people say.
That's what they say. I love them. I sometimes risk having them.
Why'd you gag public. When you eat them then?
No, nothing. I've got a mate called Matt who, he's got a Guinness face. So he loves rugby, loves the crack. Yeah, I have a Guinness, yeah. And as soon as he takes a slug, he's got this like, look on his face every time. And in the old days, I was like you, we took 100 pictures of it. My mate Adam and I would take 100 pictures of it. And he'd be like, yeah, I love it, yeah. puts it down, like he's drinking piss.
That was like Gavin Jenkins with beer and coffee.
Was it? Yeah. Actually hates them.
Yeah, used to have Bacardi Breezer or Smirnoff Ice and a hot chocolate when we went for a coffee.
Oh no,
I think he's learned to like him now because
his friend doesn't drink hot drinks. How can you be 43 and not drink hot drinks?
Or how can you not have coffee? And someone says, "Oh, I don't drink coffee." I'm like, not sure I could be friends with you.
Yeah, don't believe you. And so I had a taxi driver the other day who does not eat. He said, "I do not eat cold food." I said, "I'm going to call bollocks on that, mate." "No, mate, do not, unless it's an absolute last resort, do not eat cold food." I said, "What about a Snickers bar?" "Yeah, I'll eat that." I said, "You warm it up, do you?" "You want to know?" He said, "I don't eat cold meals." I said, "What about a sandwich?" "Yeah, I'll have a sandwich." I was like, "Right, you don't warm your sandwich up." He's like, "No, but I'm talking about like salad. I don't eat salad." I'm like, "Right, fine. You don't eat cold salad. But we went through this list of stuff that you'd eat cold." I was like, "So we've established now that you regularly eat cold meals, like probably
ice cream
5 days a week you eat a cold meal." And he's like, "Yeah, you put it like that. Yeah. I was like, "Right, so a chocolate mousse and a BLT sandwich or whatever it is for lunch, that is, you realise that's a cold meal?" "Yes, I understand that now." I was like, "Right, it's a false claim, mate." Whereas Michael Clarsons, the scrum half, doesn't eat vegetables, does not eat the vegetables.
I reckon when he got out of the taxi, he slammed the door, he just went, "Wanker."
No. Because actually, no, he didn't, because it was quite a long ride.
He hated you.
No, he liked me because we had quite a long ride and I said, "I'm a bit dusty from the night before." It was on the way to the Prem final actually on Saturday. And I said, "Do you mind if we stop in here for a coffee at this garage?" So I said, "Do you want a coffee?" And he didn't understand. He was like, "Oh, no, I'm all right." I said, "Mate, I don't mind getting your coffee, it's fine." "Really?" Yeah. So I got him a coffee and I said, "Do you want any food as long as it's not cold?" "Oh, mate, anything, that'd be amazing." And I got him a bacon and cheese turnover and a large latte and he was over the moon. So no, he didn't hate me. He loved me. £3.50 well spent.
That is why you bought him that, because you were worried that you would. And you had
correct.
To, yeah. Sounds lovely though. That's a lovely snack. Well done.
Yep.
Keep your receipt.
Standard. No, I didn't. I don't think you can claim sustenance on these like TV days unless you... Michelle's rule is, unless you're staying overnight. If you're staying overnight, you're doing a gig that's an overnight gig, you can claim your dinner sometimes because it's work and you'd otherwise be at home. But my argument is you'd buy dinner at home anyway. But anyway, I don't know.
I reckon you just put it under recreational, see what happens, send it through.
Recreational drugs. I don't claim those. I don't claim those. Another taxi driver I had, who was in the car for about 5 minutes, he missed a turning. And he was like, "Whoa," and he went late round his turn. He said, sorry fella. And I said, "You been on the piss again, mate?" And he was like, "No, mate, it's the edibles from last night. They're still in my system." He was like admitting to me that there was still something in his system. He's a cabbie. And I was like, "Edibles? Like, what are edibles?" And he goes, "Oh, mate, they're amazing. If you can't get pissed... whatever, you don't want to get pissed at home because you don't like the hangover or you're working or whatever, edibles." I mean to Google it. I genuinely don't know what he means. Is it the sweets, the little, or is he talking about mushrooms? Do I sound like an old man?
No, I'm not sure on that either. Is it sort of like cannabis edibles?
Because someone sent me some gummies once and he was like, "Oh, there, you can get them in a shop." And I was like, "Oh, fine." This guy was a really nice guy. He's like, "Mate, they're literally £5. You get them in a shop. I'll send you some." And I was terrified. I was too scared to try them. These little, they're like kids' sweets. I was like, I'm too scared.
I'm too naive and innocent when it comes to this. why are you laughing?
I'll do heroin because I know what I'm getting.
Yeah, exactly. You watch Trainspotting. You get it.
Yeah.
What Scarface? I know what cocaine is.
But the whole thought of getting stoned, right? I realise I'm probably using outdated terminology here. Getting stoned. I don't want to be a zombie. I don't want to be zombified because I imagine I'll feel really sick.
Yeah, and also you're 43 years old and got 3 kids and another one on the way.
Yeah. Like, topically, Matt Stevens. I'm not bringing up Matt Stevens because of the thing that happened with him. Matt Stevens' wedding in Bath years ago, went to that. And everyone was going outside and it was quite hot inside. I said, "I'll come out." And everyone was having a cigarette, a little ciggy. I said, "Oh, go on." I had a few bites. I said, "Yeah," I was pissed. I was like, "Go on, have a ciggy." Then with some of the Sarries boys and some of the Bath boys that were all at the wedding. Mate, I was home. I was at my house, I reckon, 20 minutes after I took my first drag of that cigarette. It wiped me out, mate. I was like dizzy, felt I was going to be sick.
Do you know why? Because it was probably a Red Marlboro or a Camel.
Are they really strong?
I think so, yeah. Again, I don't know.
Mate, it killed me. Absolutely killed me.
Oh, yeah. You want to vape now anyway. No, you don't. Vaping is bad. Smoking's bad. Everything we're talking about is bad. So,
are edibles bad? Doesn't Joe Rogan do edibles? Is that what he does? Or does he do mushrooms or supplements or something? Because he's always talking about like clearing his mind and I don't
probably,
know.
Probably need to move on from this chat because
yep,
could go downhill. Have you watched Conor McGregor Forever? McGregor Forever?
No.
It's quite good.
Really?
Yeah, I quite enjoyed it.
What's good about it?
Insight into him. See some of the fights. See some of the training. I quite enjoyed it.
He is so
it's not everyone's cup of tea. Yeah, he is. Massively.
I wonder about... I look at that and I think... again, not an expert, but I look at that and think... Is he on something? And then you realise he is like that all the time. So he can't be... Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
He can't be.
No, I don't think so. But it's quite good. I've been out to Cape Town, Dave, so I've had a chance to watch a few things. I watched the Steel Town Murders. Thank you for that.
Good, isn't it?
Yeah. Resap Williams is in it. He does a lot of the commentary with me on Viaplay. Okay. He was one of the young policemen at the start. And Phil Howe, who's a comedian.
I've done
a few gigs with, yeah, he was on as well. So a few Welsh boys on there. And obviously
that's good.
Phil Glenister. I enjoyed it, so thank you for that recommendation. I watched Elvis, which is really good.
What?
Elvis. About Elvis Presley. It's the film.
Who plays Elvis?
Do you know what? I can't remember his name because I've not seen him or anything, but he was brilliant.
Really?
Like, brilliant. I really enjoyed it. It was quite a weird film. Like, it was filmed really weird at the start and sort of mixed sort of contemporary music in with it as well. It wasn't like Walk the Line, Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
It wasn't filmed that way, but the second half was brilliant. Unbelievable. Yeah. So when he makes his comeback and he ultimately quite sad because dies at 42 years old.
Yeah.
But you can see why. Oh, he was
hammers
worked
it,
hard.
Hammers it, does he?
Yeah, yeah. The Colonel. He was a bloke who looked after him.
Gotcha.
Bit dodgy. Worked him too hard and had him by the balls.
God damn.
Yeah. But yeah, it's weird. Like, Elvis didn't travel. I don't think he went anywhere outside of the US to tour, to gig. Everything was in the US,
really?
which is bizarre because obviously he's a worldwide sensation. But the Colonel didn't want him traveling.
That's interesting, boy.
Mm. Have you ever thought about
that's interesting.
Managing any musicians? You'd be a good Colonel.
I know a guy called Paul who manages Queen Tribute Band. The big... What? Queen tribute band who go around the world doing massive concerts.
Not Flash, the one I used.
Don't know.
Who were very good.
Maybe. Maybe.
Yeah.
And it seems like quite a good way of life, actually.
Mm-hmm. A bit stressful, mind, I imagine.
Well, it's event organisation and logistics aren't my forte, Tom, as you know.
No.
I can't. I can barely book dinner for the lads, to be honest, and get everyone together. Really. You've got to know your limits. I'm just terrible at admin. I'm absolutely terrible. That's why I've got Michelle. I mean,
exactly.
A lot of people wouldn't need Michelle to do half the stuff I needed to do. I actually can't do it. I can't keep up. I've said this before on the pod. I cannot keep up with WhatsApp, text messages, emails.
What was your job at Bath again?
Good question. comms director. However... I eventually worked it out to a point where I said, look, I don't want to do all the admin, and a colleague of mine loved doing admin and didn't like doing all the fluffy stuff. I quite like the fluffy stuff. So I said, why don't we basically unofficially have you sit in the corner and grind out words because you like that and reply
very
to stuff and
words.
Communicate. And I will sit on your desk with a cravat on, smoking a cigarette through a cigarette holder and a monocle and just spout ideas.
That's exactly what I need, someone like you today, because putting a tender in, I need someone to fluff it up.
Yeah.
And I'm no fluffer. I'm a bullet point man.
Yeah, you're straight up and down, aren't you, mate?
Yeah.
You're straight up and down. This is what we're offering. So do you want it or not? No.
I am. Up yours then. When it comes to business, I'm Jamie Roberts. You're right. All right. How was your, this is Thursday now. Okay, Thursday the 1st of June.
We're late, aren't we?
You've had a lovely post from Die Flats Fans on Instagram.
Did you notice the picture of me in the sea? You had a mohawk. Did you notice that?
Yeah. Sort of started before Joe Marler.
Hey, I did. This is the point. Ash splash, mohawk. I did all these things 20 years ago, mate. More than 20 years ago.
Yep. Get no credit for it, do you?
No, I don't want it. I'm not after credit. It's just a bit of respect, you know?
But yeah, so you've been down in Devon. You've been down in Devon, have you?
Been getting down dirty in Devon. Yes, just for 3 days. We thought it's half term. We'll just go and do 3 days. We will hope the weather's good. And it was great. And great, as opposed to grey. And saw the Grewcocks down there, which is wicked. We had a big barbecue on the beach. Nice. Great fun.
What'd you cook?
And it was like, right, all the food's done. Dan does this wicked, like, garlic and herb marinated lamb that he chops up and we put on the little portable grill. We had some sausages that... Do you know Jack and the Maunders, who play scrum half for Exeter?
Yeah, boy.
Well, their dad slash uncle have a chain of butchers in the southwest. The local one to us is a Maunder butcher. Went in and the lady said, we haven't had any, we've got no sausages. Deliveries tomorrow, run out of sausages. I said, that is unusual for a butcher. She said, we got those in the fridge there, in the freezer there, those beef ones. They're tasty, but they look bloody horrible. So I was like, right, I'll have them. Fed those to the kids. They were actually okay. And then when all the food was done, everything was done, we had loads of grub done, I was basically like, just for a little surprise, I pulled out a massive ribeye on the bone from Meat Matters and said, let's have that. And it was absolutely mega.
That was a surprise, was it? Was it like wrapped?
It was.
Here you go, everybody.
Like, we're not out of food. Well, it was just for Dan and me, really. Wait till the kids have gone back in the water. But no, it was good. And then baby Hetty met up with Ollie Cohn yesterday and his family for paella on the beach. And
he could have bought some sausages, couldn't he?
He brought a lot of sausages and they were lovely. But Hetty, I don't know how best to put it, Tom. I'll just be honest because we're honest on this pod. She completely ruined the day for all of us. She ruined it. Not for the other families. For our family, she completely ruined it. And we had to leave before the paella was actually ready, so I didn't get to try that. And we had to go from the beach, trek back to the car, get all that, drive back to the house to wash the baby in the outdoor shower so that we could put her without sand in her fufu and bum to sleep in the car. Took her an hour and a half to go to sleep. It's just, mate, she screamed the whole day on the beach, hated everything, hated sitting down, standing up. Just like made me think, I cannot wait to have another one of those.
Yeah, well, they don't get any better at 4 years old. My boy's the same. He's the same. And just constantly, it's like, it's because his sisters are older than him, like, how much older? 7 and 10 years older than him. He just ruins everything because what they want to do, he doesn't want to do, and what he wants to do, they don't want to do. And I just sent you a meme or a clip from Instagram of...
It's very good.
A bloke with his kids looking at ducks when all his mates are in the pub. It's just... Yeah. That is me at the moment, but it's you for another 7 years. Says when all your mates are spending the weekend in the pub, you spent it waving at some ducks.
Yeah, it's just Powley said, in 6 or 7 years, it'll be all right because you'll be able to enjoy your summers again a little bit, but it's going to be 6 or 7 shit years.
Yeah, it is. And you might need a little wheelchair. You might need help getting in and out of the boat.
Do you know, like, we go down to South Devon for quite a long time usually in the summer, which is a real luxury and it's great. But got in the car last night and I was like, right, we shouldn't make any decisions off the back of when we're feeling we had a half an hour drive back to the house to get her cleaned, right? Because it's long story, where we went was miles away and a long drive and whatever. So it's half an hour. We were silent for, it was 30 minutes on the dot on the old Waze app. And we were silent for the entire 30 minutes. 30 minutes silence till we got back. It was that bad. Absolute silence. Well, no, just like everyone hated everyone and it was awful. And it was like, we don't make any decisions now when you're emotional, but for the record,
I'm leaving you.
I think we should sack off doing so long in Devon because it's going to be awful. And we're going to have a baby in the middle of it anyway, which is fine if you're at home. But if you're not at home, it's like, hang on a minute, this is just, we're asking for a disaster here.
This is why I opt for the old all-inclusive kids club holidays a lot of the time. When the kids are old, it's fine because they entertain themselves. They can go off, explore yourself. But with the younger kids, they just need to be entertained. So that's what I'm doing.
The thing is, the all-inclusives are wicked and I love them, but we can't do 6 weeks at one of those, 5 weeks at one of those. So
don't need to, do you? Or do you?
No, but you go for a week and then the other 4 weeks of the holiday, it's like if we go down there, at least we've got mates down there with kids, we've got sun, we've got seaside and stuff. So there's quite a lot of admin involved, but you can just get to the beach and let them go. And we only have to entertain the toddler. The other two are just flat out, they're mermaids basically, as you know. Yeah. So it's like, but it's just, I was like, should we sack it off? Because we've done one day and it was horrendous. But and otherwise, it was great. And to be honest, looking forward to it and everything's great.
Everyone has a shit day at the beach. Everyone has shit days. Not with the kids.
Yeah.
But then you get a little smile at the end of the day and you're like, oh, it's all worth it. Not. What else have you been up to, boy?
She is a lush kid, I'll say that. She's one of the nice ones. Well, just got back from Devon last night. Pootling around today, you know, put the bins out, water the plants. I'm going to pop to the gym. I haven't been to the gym for a few days, Tom. So nearly a week off, actually, which is bad because of the mini break. But I'll get back in there today and I'll do not very much. And then I've got dinner with some mates tonight. And then going to the cricket tomorrow in Bristol.
I'd say a week off the weights is fine. Sometimes you come back and you're actually stronger because you're giving your body a chance to rest properly because you do need that.
Do you remember the
cricket? Cricket? Who's playing?
Remember the live pod we did with Sam Warburton and Brett, the guy who had a question and bottled it when we went to him? I'm going to the cricket with Brett.
Who's playing?
Tomorrow. Couldn't tell you, mate. I'm saying Bristol. Yeah, I actually don't know. I don't know where it is. Powley's going, so he's got the logistics sorted.
Are you going to get on it?
Yes. All I care about is, can I wear shorts? That is the only thing I care about. I don't care about, I'm just going to have fun with my friends in shorts, hopefully.
You can't wear Birkenstocks. Please don't be that guy.
I like Birkenstocks, but I'm not wearing Birkenstocks. Okay. I don't know what I'm going to wear on my feet. I've been thinking about this. It's a bit of a problem.
Boat shoes.
Yeah, but my boat shoes are Devonified. They're all sandy and knackered and ruined. All right. So I don't know what to do. I'm not buying new shoes to go to the cricket. So I don't know. I'll probably end up wearing bloody trousers, won't I? But cricket, and then we're going to Beyonce on Saturday.
I don't know why that made me laugh.
Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, we're going to Beyonce. Oh, we're not taking
a
toddler.
That's a mega stadium, mate.
It's amazing. I love it, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so that's good. We got brother and sister-in-law inbound to look after the toddler for the day and night.
Oh, well done, mate.
I mean, I don't envy him. But we're going to go up and we're going to take... Freya's going to drive back so I can get lashed at the Beyonce concert. Will I get lashed? No, I will not. You know what I'm like, mate. I love a couple, won't I?
Yeah, I've seen loads of videos of Beyonce around. She played in Cardiff. It did look mega.
Jack White was there the other night.
Was he?
Yeah. And some other people. I'm so crap with celebrities, mate. I just don't know who they are.
He's grown his hair, Jack White. Anne's expecting, so he probably got a good chat with him.
He is. He's a guy that I'll say this because he's very posh, and you know, quite camp. I just presumed, didn't care, just presumed that he was gay one of the first few times I saw him, and I thought, yeah, this guy's very, very funny, whatever. Then I found out he wasn't, and not only is he not, but he is extremely appealing to women. as well as men, I'm sure. And actually, I think, you know, he does away with the whole alpha male's the way to go thing, because he is camp, but very, very funny and clever. And turns out, very appealing to women. Pretty much every woman I've asked is like, yeah, definitely.
Damn, have we got it wrong?
Yep. Yeah, that's my point. Okay. Jason Fox has got it most wrong. He's the most alpha, isn't he?
Yep, I'm going to have to get a couple of Labradors and I'm going to have to go hiking.
Yep.
Yep.
Like Cotter. Less Balenciaga. Less Balenciaga. I know. Less Balenciaga, more Berghaus.
More Mountain Warehouse.
More Mountain Warehouse. Less Moschino, more Mountain Warehouse.
Yeah, I'm going to have a quiet weekend this weekend, David, because I'm going to Villamora next week for the Cardiff Rugby Community Foundation annual golf trip.
Oh, my God.
I cannot wait.
Stop. Don't dress it up as a foundation golf trip.
Well, we're raising
I know it's what it says on the tin. You're on it, mate.
Yeah, I know, but... You know, you tick two boxes then, don't you? Get on it and raise money.
I'm a man's man. Cuff me.
Everybody's happy. So that's next week. Had a nice little... Well, it was 4 nights away, or 4 days in Cape Town.
Yeah.
But it was
in
tough.
Your salmon jacket.
Yeah.
Went I know, well. Wig mentioned it, didn't he? Graham Rowntree mentioned your jacket. Did you see that?
Flew Thursday night, landed Friday, production meeting at DHL Stadium. In Cape Town, which is absolutely amazing. And when I was there, Flats, all I was thinking about was the 80 people we had to take to the Lions would have been absolutely epic.
Oh, mate. Damn.
And then we had the game on Saturday. Now, Viaplay were teamed up with Supersport for this one. So it was only on... It was the same production on Supersport and Viaplay. You know, we weren't doing a separate one, which... A lot of times, most people do. So I think it was one of the first times two production companies had teamed up like that.
Uh-huh.
And they were constantly asking me what I'm wearing. And I was like, not telling you.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I'll sort myself out. And I turned up with a salmon pink blazer shirt. And they sort of looked at me and thought, okay, have you got anything else? I said, no, that's it. Sorry. And then just before we went on air, about 2 minutes before we went live, someone came running up with a blue blazer for me to put on. And I tried to put it on, but it wouldn't work. It wouldn't fit. So they weren't happy with it. They wanted all of the pundits to look the same. But I got away with it. I did it.
Did you?
And then Alan Quinlan turned up in trainers. A blazer, a maroon shirt, and just looked like smart for him, but rag-ass United. He didn't care. Didn't give him monkeys.
He can do
didn't
he
give
wants,
him monkeys. No, exactly.
He's the boss. He can do what he wants.
Yeah. So lovely little trip there. Some beautiful food at the waterfront. Honestly, so nice down there. You've just got so many choices to eat.
Yeah.
And it was delicious. And as I said, a little trip up Table Mountain, take some photos. Half the time, I had to take photos of Ross Harris and Gavin Muldoon.
You didn't have to. You want to.
I didn't.
Or they're asking you to.
Asking me to. Oh, where they're just looking gosh. Away. They're like, do you want any? I was like, no.
No.
But it was good.
I've got a theory on photos.
Go on.
Like, first of all, there's a little bit of, like, we all now and again post from places we are. But I think there's this weird pathological need for everyone to know where we are all the time is one thing, which is fine to a point, but can be a bit much. And then there's also this need to photograph everything. And it's like, right, so Freya will say to me, you never take any pictures of me. I'll say, you take too many of me. So you don't take any pictures of me. Well, actually, I've got, what I want is a handful of really nice pictures of you with me, with the kids, whatever. Or on your own. I want a handful. It's like, yes, in the shower. It's like, so what happens is, well, we got these photos. Yeah, what are they good for? They're really good for WhatsApp to people. But that's kind of one thing. Social media, we don't want to put pictures on social media of my family all the time. A few here or there is fine, bit of fun. I don't want to do that all the time, and neither does she. So you're like, right, that's fine. So would you like me to take loads and print them all off so they're actually useful? No, it just shows that you care, basically, is the message. Taking more photos that I'll never use shows that I care. I'm sorry, that's balls. But also, it's like taking pictures of the kids. We all take lots of pictures of our kids. How many pictures do you actually need of your kids? If you have one good picture of each of your kids, your three, until they say they leave home at 20 on average per year, you've got 60 pictures. What are you going to do with 60 pictures of your kids? 60 of them. And that's just the ones, you know, there'll be loads of other group ones. Let's roughly call it 100. If you take a few, 100 pictures of your children. No one should have more than 5 or 10 pictures max of their children around their house, or it turns into a shrine and it's weird. And it's like, buy a painting, mate. It's like, how many do we actually need?
You can't have enough of your own kids, mate, on your phone.
Hey?
You can't have enough photos of your kids on your phone.
No, that's fine, but it's like, we all take loads of pictures, that's fine, but it's like, you don't take enough pictures of me. It's like, right, what do you want me to... What I do is, if I'm on a plane, I don't sit and flick through old pictures of mine and cry my eyes out because they're so nice. Like, that's not something I do. You know,
yeah, I take pictures on the plane of people asleep.
Exactly, asleep.
I take pictures of people eating.
People take too many pictures, man. People take too many pictures.
Videos of people eating is what I do.
Yeah,
I take pictures. I take pictures of people taking pictures of other people, boyfriends of Instagram.
You video me walking quite a lot. Whenever I walk through an airport, I do think of you now.
Again, just getting people bent down, like, so you see a bit of their ass crack. Men, that is. People I know. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just looking for weakness. So I do end up having to go through my phone on an aeroplane to delete all the ones that I don't need anymore.
That's a different process. But it's like, I just...
Yeah, no, I'm with you, mate. I don't take many photos.
It's like, right, if... My wife takes a lovely picture of me once a year for the next 10 years. That is not many pictures, one a year. Mm. Going to put them all up on the wall. No, I don't want 10 pictures of myself on my walls. So that's 10 too many. That's only 10 years. 30 years, you've got 30. I don't want 30 pictures of myself on the walls. Mm. You know, pictures of the kids and stuff, a few of those, lovely. But it's like, they are in the room. Like, we do still, they are here.
I can look at them.
Look at them. They're here. I know there's a balance here. I think people overdo it. And I'm not getting sucked in, mate. That's what I'm telling you.
I'm with you. Right, this has to be quick, Flats, because this is the last pod. I get it.
All right.
We're both busy men.
Yeah.
Talk us through
the car wash, actually.
Hey?
I've got to go to the car wash.
Mm. Pick up a blazer.
The final.
Talk us through the final. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
No, it was good. Nice. It was good. Trying to remember it. I was there. It was good.
Mate, like honestly, I'm like that with every game because you do so many through the year.
Yeah.
And it just amalgamates into one. I'm like, pick your moment of the year like that. Ooh.
I know. I got one of those recently. I'm like, oh.
Someone help me.
Someone said, obviously, I think Craig Doyle said to me, and he said, oh, we got asked to pick a moment of the year. And I was like, God, what? And he was like, obviously, it's the Charles Pietau break and the step and the chip for the Harry Randall try. I'm like, you are dead right, but how have you remembered that? Like, that's gone from my brain. It's like it never happened.
It's Doyler, though, isn't it? He's a robot.
He is, mate. He's got a big brain, Doyler. The final was a really good final because you got definite favourites and definite underdogs, and the underdogs basically got themselves in front at one point, and you thought, hang on a minute, here we go. But the difference between the two sides was a bit of composure and a bit of if you were in footballing terms, you'd say a bit of quality, whatever that actually means. But the bit of quality was Owen Farrell. Mm. And it's funny because for so much of his career, rightly or wrongly, there's been a debate about whether 10, he should start for England, even though he's been England captain so many times. I think the debate currently is non-existent. I mean, I love watching George Ford play. Everyone loves watching Marcus Smith play. Owen Farrell at 10 at the moment, I think, is probably unarguable unless you are a teammate of one of the other two.
Okay.
Or a family member, because I think he is just sublime at the moment. And when he's given the reins at 10, he has looked great. And it hasn't always translated to the England team, but you've got to back Steve Borthwick and hope that he'll be allowed to do for England what he does, or encouraged to do what he does for England, you know, for Saracens for England. I thought he was just sublime.
Good. Well,
hell of a player. Hell of a player.
I saw the celebrations after. Kevin Sorrell had his top off.
I know. Kelly Brown looked mega.
Yeah, I know. He looked a lot better than Kev Sorrell. I don't know why. I expected him to be a little bit better, Nick. Mark McCall looked in great shape.
I thought Kev looked all right from the angle I saw.
All right.
Mind you and I have got different standards, to be fair. I'd love to be in the same nick as Kevin Sorrell. I thought Super Kev looked all right. Mate, he's nearly 50 years old, mate.
No, he's not. He's only 45.
He's not, mate. That's two years older than us.
I thought he was.
Nah, mate, Kev's like 48 now, 49 or something, isn't he?
All right, I'll take that back then.
I could be wrong here. Shall I have a look? I know you want us to be quick, but you tell us about the URC final. You keep talking. I'm going to find out how old Kev is.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Unbelievable stadium. Atmosphere was electric. It was full. And do you know what? When you turn up and you see a stadium like that, you just... Yeah, everything is better, I think. You know, you're up for it a little bit more because it's a full stadium, it's a big occasion. And I was just excited.
He's 46.
All right, there we are.
All right, go on then.
Three years older than us.
Yeah.
And no one really gave Munster too much of a hope because Stormers at home, packed out stadium, always difficult to beat South African teams away from home, even though Munster did it about a month or so ago. But you just thought everything was with the Stormers, and they are a tough team. Big quality on show. Munster struggled a little bit at the start of the season, but got themselves into knockout rugby and played pretty well. And whether or not Munster could back up the win over Leinster 2 weeks before at the Aviva Stadium, which was a huge game for them.
Yeah,
and it was good, mate. Often, not all the time, but often knockout rugby when you get to... sort of the quarterfinals, semi-finals, final, sometimes they're not that high scoring because the pressure's on. You've got to play the game differently. You know, you can't always go for it. It's about winning, purely about winning. Not about momentum, not about finding the right team. It's about making sure you've got more points on the board than the opposition. And look, Munster started playing wide from the start, which was not really like them. They're more of a direct team. But there was a lot of space because the Stormers' defence was quite narrow. But then Manny Lebok intercepted an offload from Tony Fish, Anton Fritsch. Apparently he's called Tony Fish from the Munster supporters. And he goes under the posts. And you thought, oh, this isn't going to happen. But then Barron scored, driving line out. Calvin Nash scored, crossfield kick from Munster. And... they had all the possession, all the territory, and were worthy winners at the end. It could have gone either way, but the Josh Hodnett try, and Josh Hodnett was man of the match, swears in an interview after. Peter Armani's got his hand over his head.
Very funny. Not in the extended Ireland squad, Hodnett, which I'm surprised about.
No, but he's played very well. And there was, arguably, you could have had someone else in back row, like I don't know, Tagburn could have come up, and RG Snyman could have gone into the second row because he was on the bench. But they stuck with him because he was awesome against Leinster, and another man of match performance from him. So really good performance by Munster. Had to really grind out a win, had to dig deep, because you know when they were leading 17-14 with, oh sorry, 19-14 with 4 minutes left, the kick from Crowley was important because it meant that Stormers had to score a try. But Munster had to defend two driving lineouts from Stormers, and Stormers have scored a lot of tries from there, and they did. They dug deep, and you look at the stats for them, they dominated everything, and they deserved to win away from home. It was a huge performance. There was something like 5,000 Munster fans as well, which was great because it created a little bit of atmosphere. They were staying in the same hotel as us, so we all went back there for a little sing-song later on, and it was unbelievable atmosphere. And a good competition, mate. It was good because Stormers won it last year.
Yeah,
it's great to see an Irish team win it and to do it in the style they did away from home in South Africa.
Yeah, it's mega. And I'm obviously thrilled for Munster, but especially doing it as underdogs away from home against the Stormers. But I'm really, really pleased for Wig, for Graham Rowntree, mate.
Yeah.
He is just such a good bloke. The first few years of my career, I played against Graham Rowntree, and he was painful. Like, good player, but like, I say this as a compliment, just like spiteful. Do you know what I mean? Like, so good, but spiteful. And then you meet him and you're like, God, he's really nice. A bit like Darren Garforth. You're like, he's a really nice man. And I remember like one of my first interactions with him. I've always liked nice cars. And if I've been able to, I've had nice cars, right, as you know. And it's like, I remember parking my car at the far end of the car park from England training, thinking I don't want everyone to see it because I'm a young kid and whatever. So I was a bit embarrassed. So I parked over there, and then I basically used to wait around after training. And no one ever knew this, but I'd wait around for ages and ages. And I'd often like arrange to like, I had a mate who lived nearby at Penny Hill Park at the England Hotel, and he'd come for coffee. We'd even have like coffee and Asani, and I'd fully 2 hours after everyone had gone, I would leave. Gave me a chance to catch up with Sam, but also so no one saw my car. I was like that worried about it at times. And I drove out once, and Rowntree and Garforth were walking into the car park. I was like, oh, no. And he went, whoa, 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 what is this? What is this? And I thought, oh, no, because I had a bit of grief. I'd been told by one of the coaches that the coaches had mentioned me being a flash twat in one of the meetings. And I was just like, I'm not a flash twat. It's not a crazy car. I love it and whatever. And they're like, well, it's been mentioned, you know. And I was like, well, I don't know what I could do about that. And then Graham Rowntree was like, mate, it's absolutely lovely. You love your cars, don't you? He said, good man, really pleased for you. And Darren Garforth was the same. He's like, it's beautiful, mate. It's not my cup of tea, but I'm really, yeah, good on you, enjoy it. It's like lovely men. And in retirement, and got coached by Wig quite a bit and whatever, he's just, mate, he's just the best guy. The best guy. I love him. So
yep.
I'm chuffed a bit that he's won it, actually.
And there's nothing wrong with a Mazda MX-5 at all, so... Don't listen to him, mate. But he's quite quiet in the way he speaks, and you can tell he's a thinker. And you know he's controlled in his manner. And then you look at someone like John Dobson, who's from the Stormers, and he's quite out there. And it's he's sort of got two different personalities, but you can see the relationship he has with his team. And it was brilliant after the match because Ross Harris is asking questions to Peter Armani, and Peter Armani's answering back, and he's asking about what's going to go on this evening. Is there going to be much sleep, and what's the plans, and are they going to be drinking? And Peter Armani just looks at Graham Rowntree and goes, Wig, are we? And it was just like a nice moment between them. He's asking Wig whether they can go out and have an all-nighter.
I thought it was nice because Ross Harris mentioned that. He said he's asking the boss for permission, and you hear Wig in the background say, no, he's not. Like, Wig is the boss, but he never makes you feel like he's your boss and you do as you're told. He's just, you know, I think he's great.
And
he's
tough,
one of those
mate.
Guys.
It's tough. It is, it's tough for him because he was 5 out of 7 at the start of the season. Sorry, lost 5 out of 7.
Yeah.
Not 5. And a lot of pressure was on them. And I think it was like South Africa A Munster played. which all of a sudden they got a bit of momentum from. Then they went out to Munster and beat them in the league. Then they went out to Stormers and beat them in the league. And then all of a sudden you can see the confidence coming through. And he got selection spot on as well, because he could have put Ben Healy in, moved Crowley to 12, which they started off against Leinster in the semis with that. They didn't. He put Crowley at 10, Fekitoa was at 12, Anton Frischer at 13, RG Snyman on the bench. So he got it spot on. He did what it needed to be done to break down the Stormers, stop the Stormers from playing completely, because Munster's defence has been that good. I think it's been the best defence in the URC all season. It's just probably their ability to score tries is where they've struggled, but doesn't matter at all. They scored 3 tries at the weekend, and they, as I said, dominated possession and made Stormers tackle nearly twice as many times as they did.
Yeah.
And they were absolutely knackered by the end. They stopped, and he stopped some of their big players as well, the Stormers. They stopped Ruiz, Evan Ruiz at 8. Daimani was pretty quiet. Dion Fury was pretty quiet. The back three, Zass, Davids, Willemse was quiet. Manny Lebok scored a try, but you know, he didn't get much space. So set his team up absolutely perfectly. And massive amount of credit needs to go to Graham Rowntree, because we spoke about the players and how good they were, but he got his team in the right frame of mind, and he picked the right team and delivered the right tactics.
Yeah. I was on the field with Wig once. England toured to South Africa. I was 20 years old, and their midweek game test to finish the tour, which is an odd, it was an odd format actually. So we won the second test, and then we had a Wednesday game after the second test in a place called Brakpan, which was, it was a rough game. It was a very rough game. Andy Sheridan carried a ball in a bit too high at one point and got absolutely total knockout job. Like, you know, it was going off. I was on the bench because I'd also featured in the test on the Saturday, and I was on the bench, and Wig and Graham Rowntree with Wig and Darren Garforth were the two props. And I was like, right, I'm the only prop on the bench. Ideally, I don't want to cover Tighthead, because I hated Tighthead. So Garforth was a fit bloke and he would have just lasted. But his eye, I think he got kneed or punched in the eye. But to this day, I've never seen an eye like it in the flesh. I've seen him on boxing matches. It was like a piece of liver on his face. I've never seen in a game of rugby an eye like it. And Daz would never come off with stuff like that. But he physically couldn't see. And it's like, I can't actually see anything. So they bring him off. And I remember Mark Regan or something was something like, "Ooh, Tighthead! Ooh, Tighthead! Horrible! Ooh, Tighthead!" I'm like, "Yeah, I know, Ronnie. Like, playing Tighthead for England on tour at 20 against this massive pack." Anyway, and I went on, and I remember Wig was just, he said something to me, and he said, "What you've got to do is be heroic for 20 minutes of your fucking life. That's it. You've got to fight every 20 minutes of your life." And you know, like, team talks don't do a lot for people like you or me. Like, you don't need that. You need a little bit of psyching up, but not really. You know what? You know how to get yourself where you need to be. And the whole way through the game, everything I did, he would grab the back of my shirt. He'd grab the front of my shirt. He'd pat me on the arse. He'd put his hand around my neck, like arm around my neck, like he was just on me the whole time. And I remember coming off and like got home to England and spoke to my parents. They wanted to talk about the test, and I was like, "Mate, I know I played with Leonard and Jono and Johnny and everyone. Honestly, I got to play with Wig." And because we're both loose heads, we never played together really much because I, you know, didn't go the other side. But amazing, mate. You can see why he played so many games for Tigers and England and won so much stuff. Like, amazing guy. Anyway, you can tell I'm a fan.
Yep. I think we all are, mate.
Fan. Well done, mate. Look, happy summer to everyone, all right?
Yep. I'm just, all I'm doing now is countdown for a week's time to Villamora. So everything I do will be geared towards that. There'll be no boozing this weekend, a lot of training. Probably a lot of flexibility working on my swing, and maybe a bit of online shopping.
We're not going to do it, but a 30 minute pod post tour would be interesting, because I think you're going to be a husk of a man.
Yeah, I probably couldn't do it for the first 2 days. No, I have to be the week after. I'll give you a full debrief.
You're going to be awful.
Yeah, I will. I know it, mate. I will. Of course I will.
All right. Look, good luck to you, boy.
Yeah, thank you. And say a little prayer for me, okay? Make sure I make it back safely.
Love you. Well done, guys.
That is it for the season now. Unless something drastic happens, or we get bored, or have an argument, at home with our wives and
need
a release. We will speak to you next season. We're going to do it next season. There's no point teasing anyone. We probably will, won't
we? Do it. Of course we will, yeah.
Yeah. All right, because we love you.
All right, lots of love, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.